The Vibhuti Yogi chapter, text number 24 today. Please repeat. I'll do first a word by word translation, so we can meditate on the meaning while we chant together the verse. Puro dasam. Of all priests. Cha. Also. Mukhyam. The chief. Mam. Me. Vidhi. Understand. Partha. O son of Pritha. Brihaspatim. Brihaspati. Senaninam. Of all commanders. Aham. I am. Skandaha. Kartikeya. Sarasam. Of all reservoirs of water. Asmi. I am. Sagaraha. The ocean. Please repeat. Purodasam chamukyam mam. Purodhasam chamukyam mam. Vidhi partha brihaspatim. Yeah, so there's a double D. So try to say Vidhi Partha. Please repeat Vidhi. Vidhi. Yes. Vidhi Partha Brihaspatim. Senani Namaham Skanda. Sarasam Asmi Sagaraha. Purodasam cha mukhyam mam. Vidhi partha brihaspatim. Senani nam aham skanda. Sarasam asmi sagara. Purodasam cha mukhyam mam. Vidhi partha brihaspatim. Senani namaham skandaha. Sarasam asmi sagaraha. Purodasam chamukyam mam. Vidhi partham brihaspatim. Senani namaham skanda. Sarasam asmi sagaraha. Anybody else like to chant? Anybody? Purodasam chamukyam mam. Vidhi partha brihaspatim. Senani namaham skanda. Translation and purpose, someone like? Sure. Yeah. Somebody want it? Okay. So, translation and purpose by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O priest, of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Please repeat if you like. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. And of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Purport. Indra is the chief demigod of the heavenly planets, and it is known as the king of the heavens. The planet on which he reigns is called Indraloka. Brihaspati is Indra's priest, and since Indra is the chief of all kings, Brihaspati is the chief of all priests. And as Indra is the chief of all kings, similarly, Skanda, or Kartikeya, the son of Parvati and Lord Shiva, is the chief of all military commanders. And of all bodies of water, the ocean is the greatest. These representations of Krishna only give hints of his greatness. Purodasam cha mukhyam mam vidhi partha brihaspatim senani namaham skandaha sarasamasmi sagaraha. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean. So, this is middle of 10th chapter. In the end, Krishna had made a kind of summary of all these vibhutis. Sometimes, when there is a whole summing up of a whole list of similar points or descriptions, so then in the end Krishna, he makes a point why all these comparisons here. Krishna is being compared to all kinds of magnificent things. So in text 41, Krishna is helping us. He summarizes, says, know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. And he goes on to say, but what need is there for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So, Vibhuti Yoga, the opulences of the Lord, we can relate to the Lord by seeing at glorious things in the creation, at magnificent or huge or giant, like here, chiefs, like the foremost among certain categories of beings, just like the king, the king of the world, king of the heaven, Indra, and then his priest, who is then also the chief among priests, because he has a very exalted position, being the priest of the king, being very near to the highest placed person. So then again, of all the generals, Kartikeya or Skanda, so the son of Shiva and Parvati, who is the most glorious among military commanders. So these comparisons are being made to give us a clue. In the second canto, Parikshit Maharaj, he is hearing about the universal form, so also the greatness of the Lord, very much, but for a materially conditioned soul, seeing the Lord in the greatness of nature, so qualified pantheism. So why would somebody who's going to die hear these things? Well, because it's also a way of meditating. That's one thing. It's also non-different from Krishna. And then also all of us, we think we have a lot of time. So we have been used to impersonalism for many lifetimes. So this is the advice given, that you can, in this way, the next chapter will continue on the universal form, become purified, and we will be able to meditate with using our intelligence and what we see in daily life. We see the sun and the moon, so we see the eyes of the Lord. So these thoughts may come when we see the sun, when we see the moon. Oh, yes, of course. Krishna, when we taste water, when we hear sound, when we see somebody who is very talented, or we see anything which is glorious. So Krishna summarizes, it springs from me, from but a spark of my splendor. We sometimes tend to forget that Krishna is very great, In the beginning of the chapter, text 7, it was said that once we understand how Krishna is great, then we will surrender to him. So these things go hand in hand. They go together. Like, why would I marry you? Suppose you want to marry and you want to see some qualities in the other person. Not that, as sometimes it's a custom in India, the parents, they... But then it's based on trust also. The parents, they make an arrangement because they have seen the qualities in that person. So, but if it's not a trusted person who arranges a marriage, nobody is going to go for it, right? Because, and that's just common sense. So Krishna says, one who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mind, engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. So we stop being an atheist when we believe this, that Krishna is all-powerful. When we really accept that, then we accept ourselves as less, and was that servant. So then we really can take position ourselves in our original constitutional position. 1/10,000 the size of a tip of a hair. So then it's not so hard to accept the reality. When we have seen it and we... So to the reality that we are a servant, when we accept that reality, that Krishna is great, it's just a fact. How he is a great manager, a wonderful creator, organizer, because he's fulfilling the desires of all the living entities since time immemorial. Mm. So he's not getting tired, all these things. He's always fresh youth. This information is there for us, and it's going to help us to become theistic lovers of God. That is the perfection of theism, right? First of all, we have to start accepting that person, that wonderful person, get to know him. So that is suggested here. Krishna himself speaking, one who is factually convinced. So there is a gap between the theory and the realized knowledge. So that's called sometimes wisdom, right? Vijnana sometimes is being translated as wisdom. Of course, it's a wise feat to accept that somebody very in a very superior position is my superior. That is very wise, actually, isn't it? Just like, let's give a material example. You're walking on the street, maybe. Sometimes youngsters, they hang out on the street, and then the one who is the strongest, more or less, they have the biggest say. So we're going to accept that authority of strength from somebody. It's common sense, because it's dark, you're alone, you could be beaten up in that context. So Krishna, he is not like that at all. We sometimes project material concepts on the Lord. Avajanati mam muda manushim tanam ashita. We have sometimes a anthropomorph idea about God. So this whole chapter can help us get rid of such things, such diseases, that we think is just like one of us. But he is not. He is Mahavishnu. We have now Mahavishnu very tangible with us here. Since a few months, Mahavishnu came in the two doors from here. So, I mean, it's just relaxing and then creating, sleeping, and everything is going on. So, Srila Prabhupada gives these two examples, isn't it? If you think you're God, basically all of us, sorry to tell you, we think like that. Not explicitly, but by our acts. We must face the facts. As long as we're into sense enjoyment. So we're acting like the Lord. So but we can get cured from that. It's nothing too bad. So we are acting like God. Srila Prabhupada usually gives these two examples. Remember? Okay, which two examples? Or three examples. You have to be able to do what? Come up with something to prove you're God. So I can think of three. Srila Prabhupada oftentimes he challenges in classes. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. Show me the universal form. Yeah, no, but what should I do? What should I do if I'm an avatar to prove that I'm an avatar? So this is one example. Show the universal form. Can you think of something else? Krishna Lila? Ram Lila? Lift Govardhan, thanks. If you go back a few thousand, million years, build a bridge to Lanka, right? That one? Lord Ramachandra. And make stones, make boulders float on the ocean. Right? So very good. So this whole chapter of Vibhuti Yoga is meant to come to our senses. I don't know, do you remember this chapter? How can we see Krishna? Do you remember something of this chapter? You remember. But is it in the forefront of our mind? Is it on the tip of our tongue? I mean, can we say, yes, here and there you can see Krishna. We are invited to know the Bhagavad Gita like this. If we would have this information so ready, so we probably would remember the Lord very often. So there is indirect meditation, right? By seeing the Lord in nature, for instance. So, okay, we don't meet Kartikeya every day, but we may hear about him when we read Mahabharata. There's many verses here, right? It's written 5,000 years ago. It's eternal wisdom. Bodies of water. This is close to our world of experience. Isn't it that sometimes we are near the sea? And I'm also the thank you. It is. Yes. Ice in seven, right. Okay, he already started explaining, although the smell of the earth, so that means any smell, isn't it? Even a bad smell. He's the original fragrance, uncontaminated, unpolluted of the earth, right? Yes, what else comes to mind? How can I remember Krishna? I want to know it. So, we should do a little quiz. You see, Paramahansa Prabhu has been reading the Bhagavad Gita. Come on, don't be defeated like that by this senior warrior. Come up, you have still some chance. Time is ticking. Okay, here, he gives you a chance to score. Among the devotees, I am the...
No, who am I? From devotees, I am.
Wait, we have read it in this chapter, right?
Just
change his name. Palat. This was a few verses back. Right? Among the devotees, I am Palat. Yes, not looking, from memory. Yes, so, okay, ask us another question. Prima Siddhi Prabhu. Let's see how sharp we are. It's of course late, we've been working hard, serving hard all day long. That's why we didn't jump high enough in the kirtan, energize the body like that. That was also a verse recently. Yeah. This was given 2 days ago, this class. Who was there in class? I was. I should keep silence. I was in class. Yes, okay. Then. Do you remember what is Adityas? Somebody was in class. How come Vishnu? What is Adityas? What does it mean? Adityas? Vishnu, bad boy? Adityas. So I learned in this class, every day we can learn something, but just paying attention. And then even you learn one thing. Yes, but amongst Adityas, I am Vishnu. So, how do you say demons? No, because Vishnu is not a demon. Yeah, Daityas, Deutschland, no, Daityas, they are the sons of Diti. And what is Aditya? Sons of Aditi. All the demigods. So he had two wives, Kashyap Muni, and Aditi brought forth the demigods. Imagine, we are brothers. Demons and demigods, they are brothers. They are in the same family. They have the same father, Kashyapa Muni. And Aditi is the mother of the demigods. So Vishnu, here, what is referred to is Vamanadev. And Upendra, the younger or elder brother, so that's Indra. So Upendra, Vamanadev, Upa Indra, he is the brother of Indra. Yes. Of all the yes. Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. That's a little bit hint. Yes. And of all secrets, I am? Somebody know? Silence. Yes. The moon, huh? Okay. That was in the same verse. So like that, we should become enthusiastic about the information, which is not different from Krishna. And Utsaha Nischaya Dharyat. Very quickly, we will get to bhakti. You will feel so much inspired. Nothing will be the same. And without enthusiasm, spiritual life is very boring and it's also dangerous because Bhaktivedanta Swami explains, when you lose enthusiasm, okay, that's an alarm that goes off. But then just pick it up from where you lost it, go look for it, make sure, oh, of course, I barked at that devotee or whatever it is. Or whatever it can be, like I'm overeating. Whatever it is, actually, like myself, sometimes the Mahaprasadam is very tempting. You should avoid maybe that place sometimes. Sometimes this can drain our enthusiasm. And when we notice it's getting lost, okay, then we adjust. Whatever it is, that where it went wrong. But this is also enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for studying the scripture. Not going through the motions. Spiritual life is not something mechanical. Oh, okay, yeah, it's 7 o'clock, that means arati. Oh God, he's singing so long. Oh no, he already is blowing the conch and he's keeping on singing. Come on, this is too much. What a kind of person is this? He's supposed to end when the conch ends. And we're looking forward to this Nitai Gaura Haribol or something. Oh yeah, now it's going to end. And we're so relieved. Imagine such an attitude. How painful for dear Krishna who's being worshipped. Huh? Like, oh no, they're doing it just as a matter of duty, which is quite nice already. Eh? But all these thoughts, one time Vikachaka said in the class, he said, if I'm coming for tea, and you offer me nice cake and tea, and then you're saying, I wish I was somewhere else. But when we think during kirtan or during whatever spiritual activity, when we think, I wish I was in my bed, then that is more, that's louder to Krishna. Such a thought is because he smells all these things, he hears. So that is more painful than when I would say, Madhugopa Prabhu, he has invited me to his party, you know, and they are sitting very impatiently, and I even say such a thing like, I wish I hadn't come, I wish I was next door. That's so painful for Madhu. He's such a gentle soul, extends an invitation, prepares a cake, and then I say such a rude thing. So we must make sure we control the mind. So our mind says all kinds of these things. And Krishna, everything is about attitude. Yes? Spiritual progress in spiritual life depends on attitude. So I'm sure you, it's not happening to you so often, but I from my experience, I must tell that don't do it if you do it. Never start doing it. Probably don't do it, but because it's so exciting, spiritual life, when we do it properly. So, yes, another friend in Antwerp, Bhakta Vincent, he said one time, oh, Jamastri, chanting is so nice when you do it attentively, and such a drag when you do it inattentively. And it's so true, isn't it? Because what are you doing? You're chewing wood. It's very tiresome. Ever ate a lot of nuts? It's very tiresome after a while. So tiresome. And chanting also, if you just don't know what you're actually doing. So we should be alive, Alert in spiritual life. It's what is it? It's not idle meditation, but it's activity in the forefront. I forget the exact words. Action in the foreground of spiritual life. How about this? Action in the foreground of spiritual life. Wow. So it's a thoughtful action. What is that? The definition of utsaha in English is, who knows? Right. Endeavor performed with intelligence. Very nice. Thank you, Pema Siddhi Prabhu. That action, yes? Yeah, performed with intelligence, not zombie. And also in Krishna consciousness, so devotionally, right? Not, I'm so smart, I figured it out. I'm not going to show all of you dummies. No, that's the definition of utsaha. Yes. Action performed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Endeavor. Srila Prabhupada uses that word, but it's the same thing. So, we are very active. We are we are on the way to Krishna. So if you want to get somewhere, you have to move your feet. So that's what we're doing with intelligence in Krishna consciousness. So another thing which is said there in the Nectar of Instruction is following the footsteps of the other acharya. So we don't make up our own process, but we just we follow Raghunath Das Goswami, who paid obeisances very enthusiastically. Somebody would come in the distance in Vrindavan, he's sitting doing bhajan or writing, or oftentimes chanting. It used to chant at least 64 rounds a day. So then somebody would come in the distance, huh? And he was already down long before the other one had even seen him. So not a so-called meditator, like Stu Laos, I'm so-called absorbed in chanting. I mean, he was paying 1,000 obeisances, right? And 2,000 to Krishna, or the other way around. So all the Vaishnavas, he was counting it. He was counting his obeisances. I should at least do so many obeisances every day. So in the Nectar of Devotion, it says one should not avoid to pay obeisances. It's one of the offenses. So yeah, there's also enthusiasm, right? And not that we're doing it mechanically, no. Because otherwise I have to fast if I don't pay obeisances to this sannyasi. No, we can do it with our heart. That's, especially the mind should bow. The mind should bow also. It's one of the eight angas that should be involved in paying obeisances when it is done. The mind. Yes, Mataji. Yeah, which exactly? Out of duty. Uh-huh. So Mataji is asking whether that would be the difference between Raganuga, spontaneous bhakti, and a regulated devotional service, whether we do it with love. Well, it's very difficult to do things with love. Maybe Prema Siddhi Prabhu, Madhugopa Prabhu could complement or correct, because the main qualification for Raganuga, spontaneous devotional service, is eagerness, great eagerness. I really very much attracted. But this attraction can disappear quickly, right? Just like when you fall in love, let's say, it sometimes disappears as soon, as quickly as it appeared. So, I mean, attraction doesn't mean yet it's something which is going to stay. I'm not talking about the asakti attraction, which is something very specific, but just in the sense of common language attraction. So, but the eagerness for Krishna would be a qualification to perform Raganuga Bhakti. But then acharyas, they warn us that the most safe way is to go through regulated devotional service. So, when one starts spontaneous devotional service, there is not yet the love, but some extent of love. It said that in attention, like eagerness, attention is very similar. There is the seed of love. So if we pay attention to the holy name, we're going to be attracted to it. If we pay, just do this one thing. Bhaktivinoda also explains in Harinam Chintamani, focus on this thing, on the pramada, that offense. It's one of the 10 in his list, because he took together number 5 and 6 as minimizing the holy name, interpreting the holy name. So he has pramada as one of the 10 offenses, inattention. So he says, focus on that one, root out that offense to the holy name, like not paying attention to it properly, and all the other offenses will take care of it of themselves. You will get rid of them. So, I think, to answer your question, that there should be love also in regulated devotional service, like attention. Otherwise, it's offensive. We try to avoid that. Of course, we still will do. I mean, not that, okay, like this defaitism, you know. I commit so many offenses. I'm so dull and inattentive and distracted when so I don't do it anymore. No. That would be, because in Vrindavan somebody would add that after they say, if one commits offenses to the Holy Name, I can go on chanting for millions of lifetimes. And then he added, but worse than committing offenses is not chanting at all. I hope it answers your question. Does it answer your question? A little bit, yeah. So any other points or corrections or chastisements? Or complimentary commentaries? Yeah. We also read the literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Now, so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada and other devotees have written books, and it's all very, very much Vedic literature and to be respected. So, and we try to take advantage of all of that. So, and we try to discuss every day. This is the Guhyam Akhyati Prichati, which is going to help us advance in spiritual life, to discuss this subject matter. Because then we will have a more in-depth understanding of it, and it will work better, because it's a scientific process. And when we follow the prescription of the doctor, the therapy, so there is a diet, like prasadam diet. It's a very nice diet, by the way. No smell in the kitchen, also not in the bathroom. It's so wonderful. That's very pleasant. And the therapy is also pleasant. Susukam, Kartumavayam, it's very nice. We were chanting here. So we got some momentum, I found. I forgot my day in the office as we were chanting. With some nice midanga, kartas. And then enthusiasm. All of you were chanting from your heart. So that makes a lot of difference. So it works. Susukam, Kartum Avyam. It's not mythology. The words of Krishna, they are not just some encouragement or some exaggeration. You can experience all this. It's real. So thank you very much for listening patiently. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki. Jai. Jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Thank you.
Vaishnava Bhajan also, right? Which one? Do you have a suggestion? The right name is just Sanskrit.
You can choose, you're the guest. You're the guest, she can choose a song. Or Pema Siddhi, or you, quickly. Whoever first says. You have a favorite bhajan you want to hear?